This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Carrie Goldberg.
When you think of the work of the great Renaissance artist Michelangelo, you might think of his great masterpiece in the Sistine Chapel, or maybe his exquisite marble statues, including the David in the city of Florence. These are among his best-known works, but the genius of Michelangelo goes beyond painting, fresco, and sculpture, and extends into the fields of architecture and engineering. That remarkable range is on display at Michelangelo, Sacred and Profane, an extraordinary and intimate exhibit now at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. It features 25 drawings from the Casa Buonarroti, the Florentine museum that was once the artist's home. And one of the things to know is how lucky it is that these pictures are still with us.
Michelangelo burned a number of his drawings, hundreds of his drawings, toward the end of his life. They were the drawings that were in his Roman studio.
That's Helen Burnham, a curator at the MFA who guided us through the exhibit. There are a number of theories as to why Michelangelo decided to burn many of his drawings.
One of them is to protect his legacy, which seems really strange to us. But at the time, Michelangelo was probably concerned about what people would think if they discovered that there was actually effort that went into making his masterpieces. And the drawings that he wanted to have preserved were his perfect drawings, his presentation drawings. And we have one of those in the exhibition, which is the Cleopatra.
The Cleopatra drawing sits in a prime position in the exhibition, right in the middle of the room. It's a beautiful rendering of Cleopatra, with her hair tied high on her head and a snake cascading down the back of her long, sensuous neck. Michelangelo gave this painting as a gift to his great love, the young Roman nobleman Tommaso di Cavalieri.
He met Tommaso di Cavalieri when he was 57, and the young Roman nobleman was only 23. And he fell in love with him and offered him a number of presentation drawings, meaning basically perfect drawings for him. Cleopatra is one of his most beautiful drawings, and as we can see, it's the head of Cleopatra, an idealized oval face with a beautiful headdress. The asp or snake is twisting around her shoulders and biting her, but she looks tranquil, peaceful, unaffected.
And there's this beautiful, long, idealized neck is what strikes me about this. One of the things that strikes me about this drawing.
The serpentine shape was something that was for him was perfect in the human body, and he would even alter it, manipulate it so that it would be even more perfect.
So this drawing was done, you said, for his great love Tommaso Cavalieri, but it ended up in the hands of Cosimo I of the Medici family, right? So how did Cosimo get hold of it?
Well, the Medici were one of the most powerful families in all of Europe, and certainly the most powerful family in Florence. So when Cosimo de' Medici said to Tommaso di Cavalieri that he had to give him the drawing, he had to give him the drawing. And Cosimo de' Medici, thankfully, was putting together a collection of drawings by Michelangelo, which essentially preserved them for posterity.
What I loved about that story, though, about Cosimo saying, "You will give me that drawing," is when Cavalieri did give it to him, he said it was like parting with a child, right? I mean, it was that painful.
He said, "It's so dear to me that I think I am losing one of my children."
Oh, boy. As an art appreciator, what do you love? I mean, how do you sort of respond emotionally to this drawing?
Well, for me, one of the more interesting things about that drawing is actually the difference between the front of the drawing and the back of the drawing. The front of the drawing is perfect, sublime, serene. And the back of the drawing, which was only discovered in 1988 and during the course of an exhibition at the National Gallery in Washington, D.C., is almost terrifying. It is the same woman, but in a state of anguish.
And that wasn't discovered until 1988.
That's right.
That's incredible, isn't it?
It was backed with another piece of paper.
So what do we think Michelangelo was doing, doing these sort of reverse images of Cleopatra, I guess?
Well, the theory of the curator who put the exhibition together is that it relates to Michelangelo's fear for his soul and also his fear for the enormous passion that he had for Tommaso di Cavalieri. At one point he said to the young man, "It is not without danger, your beautiful face."
Hmm.
So the theme of the exhibition is the poles between the sacred and the profane in Michelangelo's work, which is obviously a theme of the Renaissance also. And it certainly works for this drawing in particular.
This drawing is finished, but many here are not. And in many ways, they're the most fascinating. They're sketches, a study of a woman's head, another one of a horse, and a number of architectural drawings that show the range of Michelangelo's extraordinary talent. You can see his ink strokes, some of them rough and sudden, as if the master was just here a moment ago working on the pictures. Among the unfinished ones is a picture of the Madonna and Child. In this picture, Mary is partially rendered, almost ethereal, looking off into the distance with sadness or foreboding, as if she knows what's to come. At her breast, a fully drawn Christ child, depicted with almost sculptural detail.
It's almost as if the Christ child is sort of growing before our eyes out of the paper. And he's used all the different media at his disposal to create this amazing image. He's used black chalk, red wash, white heightening, which is like an opaque watercolor, and ink. But the effect is, it's almost as if this a real baby in front of us.
And yet I have to ask you something that always comes up about Michelangelo. I'd just love to hear what you say about this. His rendering of the human form, he does very muscular women, for example, and even this baby Jesus. I mean, he's got the arms of a longshoreman, right? I mean, what was the thinking? I mean, obviously he was doing this intentionally.
Yeah. Well, I think especially for these images of the Christ child, it gives the Christ child this muscular force, this vitality, which reinforces our understanding of him as a strong, powerful presence, even as a child.
Do we know if this is unfinished or if he intended this drawing to be like this?
In my opinion, it's unfinished, certainly to some degree, because we look at the drawing that he gave to Tommaso da Cavaliere, and that's really a presentation drawing that he intended to go out into the world. With this drawing, we can actually see changes that he made, which is one of the wonderful things about the exhibition as a whole. We can look through all the drawings, and we can see the artist at work changing his mind. So,
tell us what was happening in Michelangelo's life in this time. He had completed the great masterpiece in the Sistine Chapel, right?
Well, certainly he had more projects than he could handle. If he finished the Sistine Chapel when he was about 37 years old, then he was inundated with commissions, and he didn't say no. So many of the drawings in the exhibition are from this middle chapter of his life, when he's struggling to basically surpass something that's unsurpassable.
Yeah,
Sistine
you've done
Chapel.
The ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. How do you improve on that?
Exactly. It's almost tough to have that kind of success when you're young.
So, wonderful painter, wonderful sculptor. He was also an architect, right? And there's some drawings here that exemplify that. Can we talk about one or two of those?
Well, this is one of the strongest groupings of his architectural drawings to be shown in the United States. And we have a very strong grouping of drawings that relate to his commissions for San Lorenzo, the Medici Church in Florence.
Pope Leo X, the Medici, commissioned the San Lorenzo project. Michelangelo's drawings show an elaborate Romanesque facade with marble statues. It was an ambitious plan that was never realized. To this day, San Lorenzo in Florence stands with a simple brick front, no trace of Michelangelo's design. But in his day, he had high hopes for this plan.
Michelangelo took this to the Pope, we believe, and said at the time that I will produce the finest work ever made. So he's a humble guy. But you had to have that kind of confidence to carry off these incredibly ambitious projects.
You know, we talked about his sense of perfection and this idea that he burned these drawings that might have tarnished his legacy and left something behind other than perfection. Do you think he would have liked the idea of people looking at these drawings, some of which, you know, might be short of perfection all these centuries later?
No, I think he really would not have liked us looking at most of the drawings in the exhibition because they are unfinished. That's part of why we like them, because they seem to reveal something about the artist that perhaps he didn't want us to know. They're probably the sort of thing that he would have included in the bonfire, as beautiful as they are.
Well, aren't we lucky that he didn't get everything into the bonfire?
Yes, we're very lucky. We're very, very lucky.
And that was Helen Burnham. She's a curator at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. Michelangelo, Sacred and Profane, Master Drawings from the Casa Buonarroti, will be on view until June 30th. You can see a slideshow of some of those amazing images at our website, radioboston.org.
And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Carrie Goldberg.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.